The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, welcome back, Hysteria Nation. And welcome to a slightly quieter, less jumbled, I don't know, I'm not going to say that because we haven't gotten into this, but probably a less jumbled up edition of, well, this is a blurry Hysteria instead of a Hysteria 51, but that is okay. And I do have someone I want to get to really quick here because, well, he's had a week on him.
His name is...
Kevin Crispin.
I only agreed to be on this week's episode because I signed a piece of paper that I made you sign that said C-Bot wouldn't use his chud.
Well, so as you notice, the chud is gone, and yes. So is C-Bot. So David missed his flight, so... C-Bot got voluntold that he had to drive him back to parts unknown, Colorado. Oh. And then as he was gone, some government type officials in nice black suits with a nice sheeny pallor.
Sheeny
and
pallor.
Beautiful red lipstick came in. Yeah. And Deathbed
what
Tesla,
is this a Robert
that should.
Palmer video?
No, man, you got to listen to it. If you listen to the show, you would know I'm talking about the Men in Black. That's what they look like. They Tesla deathbedded his chud and took it with him, which is probably for the best because.
Do we think that's safe to let C-Bot drive?
Is it
David
safe to have let him have a chud?
All right, that's true. I'm a selfish person, so I choose let David go where he may with C-Bot.
Choosy chuds choose David. I don't
know. That's right.
Hey, so he's gone. You're here. The room is back to normalish.
Ish.
Pecker is back on the porch. If you hear some screams,
I saw him on the way in.
Yeah, you know, you step over him quite a lot. He sleeps a lot.
Yeah, he does.
But we do have a celebrated author returning to the show who has his own slightly less Kevin-centric bumper. And here it is.
Oh, look. It's J.T. Brown.
Welcome back. J.T.R. Brown, if you nasty.
Yeah, and I am. And I tell you what. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, fellas. I'm glad to be back. And Man, I love that bumper.
JT, yeah. JTR, John, that's the third name we've used for Mark.
I know. Challenging. It's challenging.
But that bumper is, that's going to lead to dancing.
It's also me. Yeah. Kevin's like, I love that it's you and my bumper. It's me and all the bumpers.
That's all right. The bumpers, yeah.
Multi-talented guy.
Yeah. Pitch settings are a wonderful
JT
thing.
JT Brown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is generally how I feel whenever, like, when he came to pick me up this morning, I was like, oh, look, it's John Thomas Brown.
That's
I would
right.
never call him JT.
Yeah. Like I said, my mom would endorse your perspective
but
of
nobody
calling
else
me.
Would.
Well, my dad, you know,
Does he call you John Thomas?
Yeah. They like definitely referring to me as the British penis slang.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I told my dad there, and he got a little enraged about that. And he said,
John
well,
Thomas,
what about the name
quit
Dick?
Quit playing with your John Thomas.
Well, Dick also applies.
Exactly. That's what I said. Right. I said, it doesn't make it better that mine also is a penis slang.
Yeah.
These are my sons, Richard, John Thomas, and Cock.
Remember in Kentucky Fried
and
Movie?
And Turgid.
What? Enormous genitals. You remember that was one of the names of the
enormous game. Genitals.
Biggus Dickus. I said celebrated author, celebrated these parts. I got a little secret to tell. I haven't read your newest book yet.
I haven't either.
Because it just fucking came out.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Tell us right now. Read it on the show.
Now.
Go. Read.
All right.
Start Monkey Dance.
It would take a minute, though it's not overly long by fantasy standards.
It's only what, 300 pages
maybe?
Yeah,
like 340, something
340?
Like that.
340, okay.
But it's, yeah,
that's
so
like,
it's.
That's like 4.5 shits for Kevin.
Yeah.
That's right. Or like five shirts for The Rock.
That's like five shirts, $100,000. That's five shirts for The Rock.
That's right. No, it is a sequel, book two of hopefully seven if I don't die before finishing them all.
God, I hope not.
Go slowly.
Yeah.
Book two in the Lunar Live series.
What's the name of the first one?
So the first one is Scab Among the Stars. You gentlemen have read that.
Yes.
And,
very good.
This one is Polyp Among the Quasars. And,
pretty close. Pretty close. Echo from the Void.
Oh. That was your last colonoscopy.
The fuck did I read?
Yeah, your last colonoscopy report. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was, it was actually, Echo from the Void would fit that too. Hello in there.
Help.
Hello in there by John Prine is a great song.
It is a great song. No, I am proud to have released it last month on Amazon, available for the low, low price of $3.99 ebook version, or it's also a paperback.
Well, you know I got that physical copy.
I know. I'm proud of you.
You
for
know
that.
I got it.
Yeah, I'll sign it. If someone ever wanted me
I'll
to sign their Kindle.
$6 not to. No.
Yeah, will you sign my
Kindle? I'll sign your Kindle.
No, like the, just scrape
it
in there.
Scrape it in there. That's what I'm saying is I'll do that. So
will you make your old R?
I will. Yes.
Would you do that for me?
I will with the little with the hat.
Can you so real fast. Well, let finish promoting your book.
Yeah,
then we're
so tell
talk
us
about
everyone like so it's a sequel to Scab.
Correct.
Among the Stars. Give everyone the elevator pitch.
Yeah. So 14 years cycles, as they call it in the chancel world. 14 years after the events of Scab. And there's a new threat, and it is a, we'll think of it as kind of an apocalyptic cult, is taking over, and attracting people, in Chancel. And it actually also takes place, because each of the books also takes place on one of the moons. Like we talked about, there's seven different moons where people, when they die, they're resurrected to one of those moons. And, it also partially takes place on Echo, which is the sexuality gods. Moon. And so for reasons that you'll find out in the book that I won't ruin for you, we follow the story of both a group on Chancel and also a group on Echo as they combat forces that are coalescing into revolutionary cults.
Okay, so...
I feel like this is just a look on America right now.
It kind of... Well, I know that you're not as proud of it, but your earlier book, your first book, The Charlatans, was very much a, would you call it a satire?
I'll call it satire, yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I want to say, and I've said this a lot about Scab, like Brent said, I haven't read Echo yet. I read Scab, and what was amazing to me is almost any fantasy or sci-fi book that I read, no matter how well-intentioned I am, I get pulled out of it.
Sure.
And with Scab, I was drawn in by the characters and the world building. I appreciate all of it, and it was something even for me who doesn't like sci-fi and fantasy that I really, really enjoyed. And I think that's, for me, one of the main selling points for it. You know?
Yeah, I think the world building is what I'm most proud of all of it. I hope it feels like you're being, you know, baptized by a Baptist preacher where you're dunked under that water, man.
Yeah.
You're immersed in the world.
Hey,
you're not coming
that's the
up
only way to do it.
Until you're ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, again, available on Amazon.
What do they search? Just JTR Brown?
They search
JTR Brown.
The show notes.
Yep. Or the show notes.
How do you like that? Yes. Yeah. JTR.
God damn, Brent.
R Brown.
You got to understand, there was already a lot of, like, multiple people named JT Brown, in addition to the now retired hockey player, JT Brown.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So I had to have another letter.
So it's not like a George RR or JRR.
No, it's at least not.
Ronald Rule.
I'm not probably cool enough to have that many letters. So I just had to do one out of necessity.
Do you ever, when you do the JTRB, do you ever do J-T?
No, I cannot say that I've ever done
okay.
that.
Okay. Just something to think about.
Yeah, fair
Remember
enough.
Your license plate was JTRB1.
It was.
In high school.
It was, in fact. You're right.
And let me say about the R's real fast. John Thomas and... I'm sorry that we made fun of you so much, but we used to draw these R's, and it, you know how an R is? It's like up and then a
lowercase r.
Lowercase r.
Yep.
But an R, you up and then it kind of rounds back down, kind of like a staff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, on those things that you'd look at when we were in like kindergarten, you'd see the alphabet, that R had like a little top left thing. And John Thomas would draw that, not connected
afterward.
To it, afterward. And it was like a floating
like a top
thing.
Hat?
Yeah.
It was somebody doing, you know, it was showing
well, you
their...
Gotta, hold on, though. You got to understand is you're making fun of a kid in kindergarten who his whole name is Tucker Swanson McNeil Carlson John Thomas Brown. So that is a
oh,
lot.
Oh, God, that's your full name?
It is, yeah. Actually.
Oh, boy.
Tucker Swanson McNeil Carlson John Thomas Brown.
We might have to...
Yep. And, you know, I was left-handed and in a hurry. That's why it came out that
way. That's true. So. And left-handed, no bullshit, man. That stuff where it smears all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Yep. I would. That's why our other friend who's lefty, he writes like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a crane.
Curls within himself.
It's a crane.
I think it's due to his advanced age.
That's true.
He's pretty
probably
old.
True. But anyway, Echo from the Void, book two of the Lunar Lives series, available on Amazon, either in ebook or paperback.
Or
check
in a
it
trash
out.
Can near me soon.
Zing. Zing. And if you like it, leave a review or a rating. And if you don't, leave a review or rating that's positive anyway because you like me. Because
it feels right.
Yeah, it does feel right. Brent, what? And you have a short story book too.
I do. Yeah, Machines and Fever Dreams.
Yeah,
I'm pretty proud of that one. Yeah. That one's.
I celebrate all of them on my shelf. Thank you very much.
Yes, he does.
I love you for that.
He does.
I love you for that.
Well, if you love me, keep that in mind as we get into these stupid stories today because we got some
gems.
I was just while John Thomas was going through kind of his synopses of his books, I had to back away from the microphone because I started laughing again, thinking about my weird story because it's awesome.
Oh, it's something.
Golden.
We had to stop and start over because you were giggling at your own.
It's so fucking hard.
Well, I'll do mine for you. Said you want to go last. I'll get us going with just a banger of a goodwill. It's a heartfelt something that I think we're all going to get behind and be happy about. It comes from Live Science, so you know it's a good one. Russia and China announced plans to build a shared nuclear reactor on the moon by 2035 without humans. So that was fun while we had a moon for a while.
They'll do it all for... when did we get a moon?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, sometime in the 1800s. Otherwise, it was never there.
I thought it was just a projection.
That's true.
That's what I was told.
That's when they changed the bulb on the projector. So this proposed nuclear reactor... could be transported and assembled without human assistance, provide energy to a lunar base that Russians and China have agreed to build together. And here's the thing. It's intended to be a shared space, will be open to all interested companies and international partners, except for the United States, because they're pulling out. We're not going to be allowing people on the blah, blah, and this. We're not allowed.
Yeah, you're not allowed.
But they say they're close to having the technology to be able to put it there without any humans there to have to put it.
And will it be Oompa Loompas? Will it be Oompa Loompas that will be doing the labor then? Or?
Yeah, they don't need oxygen or food or shelter or love.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should not wear my American flag tearaway pants if I were to go visit.
I find tearaway pants in space.
If you wear them ironically, they might welcome you.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, and then how are they going to get this energy off of the moon?
Well, it's going to be for the base there.
I see.
That I already said that you weren't listening to.
I okay.
Son of a bitch.
That's probably.
Where's Seba when you need him?
Fuck you.
I wish he would have left Kyle, but they're. Together.
Kyle is a good man.
It's all right. It's all right. We'll call him a man.
Yeah, Kyle's a young.
More of a coffee maker, but.
Yeah. He's cute.
He is. They said they're going to start launching giant reusable rockets. Next year's part of the CNSA's. Agency put boots back on the moon by 20. So the NASA wants boots there. We're all putting things up in the air. We're putting stuff up there. It just so happens that China and Russia are going to put a bunch of nuclear waste up there. I wouldn't worry about ruining the moon. It's fine.
No, well, we haven't ruined Earth.
Mm-hmm. 60 years from now. Remember tides?
Remember tides.
Remember when we could have children?
Yes.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you see this as an absolute win or just a dumb piece of shit move?
Go ahead, John.
All I see is visions of Putin holding hands and like frolicking with the leader of China through
the Sea of Tranquility.
Yes, exactly.
What you're saying is
it's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible?
I think so, Vlad.
Yeah, I think it is. But it is the Sea of Tranquility, so how could they not run and
skip? Well, it's about to be the Sea of glowing fucking green.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
And then it'll be like 600 years before we can go to the moon again.
We don't go to the moon because we don't have the technology. No, we don't go because you melt.
Yeah, you die.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
I think it makes sense. We're going to continue to a certain degree, I believe, that we'll colonize. I don't know if colonize is the right word. We'll put things on the moon.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how the fuck people think we're going to live on Mars. as
a tough sell.
Yeah. So, and I think it's just a really cute little fun thing that the Chinese
it's
and
really
Russians.
Cute little, just, oh, that's so sweet.
You guys are buddies. Yeah, and you just everybody, tickle. it's like a evil version of Gross. Get rid of Slimy Girls Club, where the U.S. are the girls, and then everybody else is first Tiger Hobbs.
Yep. Do you think that was explicitly created to try to exclude the U.S., where it's like, let's do something that seems really cool and say no Americans allowed? Right.
Or let's just say we're going to do something that's never going to fucking happen.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see where Brent stands on this.
Well, you know, we had our own private entity just landed a rover. Now it turned over, but they landed on the moon, whereas the Russians tried to go there recently, and there's a fucking like 30 meter skid mark where they crashed. So I'm sure that I don't have any problem with them moving a fully working nuclear reactor onto the surface of the moon.
Or anywhere, really. I mean,
I celebrate our future moon overlords, you know, that are going
to
come from
you're
this.
Getting in there ahead of it, aren't you?
I'm trying to.
Because they'll have the AI to listen to all podcasts.
They're
going to
the IA. We don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Oh, I think it means Iowa.
Intelligent right. Artificials. I don't know. All right. So that's a three thumbs down, I think, on you know, I guess, I mean, I don't know if there is a good way to do this or a bad way to do it, but I just don't have a lot of faith in the joint Russian Chinese. I don't even want Americans putting a nuclear reactor in the moon.
Yeah, I'm not for that. And, you know, call me not patriotic.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, do you want a nuclear reactor on the moon, John?
I don't know. I don't have strong opinions. I'm kind of a pro-nuke guy, but maybe not on
you mean the nuclear energy. Nukes.
Nuclear energy.
No,
yeah.
Nukes. Yeah, yes. Nuclear. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Calm down over there, Berkeley.
Yeah. We will see if that is achievable dream.
It feels
for
like a lot
comrades.
Could go wrong here.
Yeah. Yes. Well, worst case scenario, or I guess best case scenario, they might set a new record for the Guinness Book of fucking idiots. So,
wow. I have that currently.
That's true. John,
that's a play on an old Norm MacDonald joke that he did. It must more risque and better, but yeah.
God bless Norm MacDonald.
Guess who's gonna be flying the mission? Yep, you guessed it. Frank Stallone.
Frank Stallone, that's right. That's what the Germans would want you to believe. That's
exactly what the Germans would want you to think. True. All right, we're going to go to a break. We come back. We got two more of these. One that's just Kevin's been giggling about for like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's probably going to be stupid. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51.
The hell do you mean probably going to be stupid? That's not very nice.
It involves you, right?
Oh, I get it now. See, I'm kind of dumb. Ugh.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times. And it's always now, right now.
Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
I'm sorry. I know we just took a 6-hour break, but man, I can't stop. I was just reading the article again, and it's just.
Sometimes you got to read, man.
I think I'm building it up way too much. So I'll shut the fuck up.
Kip. Okay, JT. You ready?
I am ready.
Hit us with some.
I are ready.
Some and weird, wild stuff.
It is. So it's a Florida couple.
I'm already in. I'm in.
That's right. Florida couple.
Hold on. I got to clear my sinuses. Get ready. I got to be ready for Florida man and woman. All right, I'm ready.
Florida couple arrested for selling tickets to heaven.
I don't get it. What's wrong with that? I
mean, yeah. How much for?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. This is really great. So a couple in Florida, Tito and Amanda Watts, were arrested a few days ago for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. They sold the tickets on the streets for not $100, $99.99.
That is a bargain.
Yeah, that is a bargain.
I think it's a pretty good deal.
I would pay $99.99. I'm not paying
$100. Is that untaxed then? Do you have sales tax in Florida? Not sure.
Probably. I'll tell you, God hates taxes, probably.
Well, it gets better.
Scott!
Whoa.
So they told the buyers that the tickets were made from solid gold, and each ticket reserved a buyer a spot in heaven.
Yeah.
And all they had to do was simply present the ticket at the pearly gates, and you're in.
Okay.
Well, here's what Tito wants.
You have to have it on you at all times?
Yeah.
What if
you die and you left it at home?
Ah, crabble.
Yeah, maybe transmutation of your ticket, maybe, if you eat it.
I don't know what that means.
Or transubstantiation.
Oh, transubstantiation,
I just put it under my pillow and sleep on it every night. Osmosis and shit. I don't know.
So here's what Tito told the police. It gets really, 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 really fun. So I do not care what the police say. The tickets are solid gold, and it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC and told me to sell them.
Again, yes. Yes.
Behind the
KFC.
Everyone knows the good Lord doesn't fuck around with Popeyes. He's a KFC man.
That's right. Well, he likes the chizza.
Yeah. And he likes a good colonel, a Kentucky colonel.
And I could get me some money to go to outer space. I met an alien named Stevie, who said if I got the cash together, he would take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that's made entirely of drugs.
Stevie Nicks will do anything to get someone to blow cocaine up her ass with a straw, man.
That's true. The planet is made entirely of drugs?
I'm not sure which ones, if it's fentanyl or if it's if they're doing bath salts on the planet.
Well,
I don't know.
That'd be an angry, crazy planet.
Flintstones chewables. Fuck this planet. Yeah.
So here's what Mr. Watts said to the policeman: you should arrest Jesus because he's the one who gave me the golden tickets. I am willing to wire a wire and set Jesus up.
What?
In her police report, Amanda Watts said,
who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Satan?
Yeah, we got to the bottom of it. Sorry to cut you off there, sir.
No, that's perfectly welcome. So Amanda, the wife, said, we just wanted to leave Earth and go to space and do drugs. I did not do anything. Tito sold the golden tickets to heaven. I just watched.
Is it illegal to do drugs in space with Jesus?
I don't know. I mean, if you think about entheogenic elements.
Have you read the fucking First Amendment, Brett?
Yes, and I still am lost on that question.
Yeah, I'm just
what about doing drugs on a lunar reactor?
Right, I was about to say.
Yeah.
Well, that may... Oh, boy. Okay, so where in Florida
was this? Do you think
they
might be if they...
Where is Florida?
Florida?
Let's get to that first.
It's the bottom...
Where in where is?
Where...
Do you think that maybe the next step, if we marry both the drug reference and then also the moon reactor, will be like boofing toxic waste? Do you think that would be what...
Ooh. God.
I hope you like my daughter's awesome boobage. Sorry, boofing.
That was South sounded Park. A little bit like Jesse the Body Ventura.
Hey, I got upwards of somewhere around 150 dogs that look at me as their hermano. I'm living in the Baja.
Who is it that does that impression?
Will Sasso.
Oh, it's so funny.
That's Jesse the Body?
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah. It's so funny. So what were they charged with, or fraud or something?
Just a moment, and I'll see how that turned out for him. Police said they confiscated over $10,000 in cash, drug paraphernalia, and a baby alligator.
Oh, they had a baby alligator?
Yes.
And
yes.
Where in Florida was it?
It doesn't say specifically, so.
Oh, it doesn't say, okay.
But there was a man, speaking of baby alligators, there was a man, this is a true story from last year, that went to Citizens Bank Park. Yep. In Philadelphia, and he was outraged because they would not allow him to bring in his support alligator, his support
pet. Like a comfort alligator.
It was a comfort alligator.
And I want you to know that alligator, like, you can just pet it. I watched the whole story online about that thing, and people are actually petting it. It's actually nice.
I don't want to pet an alligator.
You don't have to.
Okay.
They don't have alligators in Florida or whatever the fuck.
Going to Florida?
Florida.
Yeah. You got it. You want to go to Florida and get some pizza?
Pizza? So no, some chizera.
So, what do you think about these tickets to heaven, fellas? Do you think they are solid gold?
Prove them wrong. I mean, the jury is out.
It's true.
Do I think they're solid gold? No.
They did have $10,000 in a baby alligator.
It makes me think of the gold plates.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Joseph Smith
looking in the hat.
Got to look in a hat and seeing stones.
Yep, for sure. Yeah,
are you sure you don't want to call him like Josh Smythe or something? Josh Smythe from Florida.
Florida.
Because I'm from Chicago.
Because. Chicago.
I hang out in my French room.
What is the intention of, do you think that they were grifters, or do you think they were true believers?
It's terrifying if they are true believers.
I think I would... And I'm not saying this in a disparaging way. I think maybe they had a bit of mental illness.
Sure sounds like it.
And
drug addiction.
Yes. I mean, they understand that you can't smoke a planet, right?
I don't know.
Listen, I woke up this morning, did about a gram and a half of Coke, and I'm not trying to sell you guys on anything. I'm just really wanting to share that with you guys.
Yeah, I want to talk.
It was either that or about a half a pot of coffee, one or the other. I don't know which.
Can you believe
it? Which one makes you shit?
Could you believe that Coffee. Tito was willing to roll on Jesus that easy?
Yeah, that's... Well,
please come around. He's already willing to narc out on
again?
Him.
Judas? Tito? Tito. Sorry.
Tito, yeah. He
to wear a wire. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Do you think Jesus could see the wire, though?
I don't know. Possibly.
Can Jesus see through stuff?
I don't know. It's a good question. Okay. I have not possessed divinity myself.
You have
so
not?
I'm sure I have not.
Brent, have you?
All I know is he said that Jesus kept saying, before the day is over... One of you is going to turn rat on me.
And, right. And I'm going to rub you out in prison.
Yeah.
See?
See? Yeah. Oh, I heard rat, and I thought of Splinter.
Gotcha. Yeah. You are wearing a Ninja Turtles shirt.
You are.
I do.
And it was worth every penny.
All 500 pennies. It was $5.
Yep.
And it's a great fucking shirt. This toy, for me, I want to ask both of you guys this, because Brent, I know you have a lot of really wonderful memories, and maybe it's Transformers. Whenever I see the original Turtles, the Turtles toys from the cartoons in the late 80s, and those toys, those give me the warm feelies more than any other toy from my childhood. What about you, John?
He-Man.
He-Man.
Yep.
Okay.
Specifically He-Man.
Fair, Brent?
He-Man and Transformers.
Yeah. Okay.
More Transformers, but if you go to my house and the stuff in my office, I have, Buzz Off on display. And
yeah,
a bunch
you
of,
do.
I collect, like, weird off-type Optimus Primes and
that,
stuff.
That Optimus Prime, what was it that when
Shattered
I...
Shattered Glass, that's the one you were like...
Showed up at his house. What are you doing? He's like, I'm watching YouTube of how to put this Optimus Prime together. I was like, all right, I'll be in this room.
So Buzz Off, was that the mosquito-themed He-Man villain?
No. So okay. I have him.
Mm-hmm. There's a mosquito-themed
yeah,
villain?
Yeah, there is. You can pump him and he has blood moves
in his chest. I had that one.
But Buzz Off is the... So I have a love-hate relationship with Buzz Off. My wife got me the newer version as to make fun of me. So Buzz Off was the bumblebee warrior, right?
Gotcha.
And when I was a child, I thought he was cool. He carried an axe and he was, he's a badass.
I remember him.
So I dressed as Buzz Off as a child and everyone's like, oh, look at the cute little bumblebee. And I was fucking livid.
Did you hit him with your axe?
I did. I was like, fucking.
And your foam axe just bent.
Did you say, like, did you notice I'm carrying a weapon?
Yeah.
I just kept saying, you're going to need that fucking ticket to heaven today, bitch.
That's, nicely done. It's like we're doing a Herald, Brent.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's callback.
Bam.
Yeah. Where did you get that t-shirt again, you said?
Well, it was a pretty big place called.
You know, this thing was so huge. It was, you know, bigger than a Walmart.
Super Walmart.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I also bought an airplane pillow. And what I mean by that pillow. Is a movie airplane.
Yeah, movie airplane pillow.
That I sent Brent two pictures of.
Three times now. He sent it twice. And then the next day, did I show you my pillow? Yes. Here's another photo of it from the side.
Yeah, because it looks like a VHS tape. I knew you would appreciate that.
But it was the third time.
Well, third time's a charm, buddy.
And I was very charmed.
Yeah.
Speaking of charming, I think you got a story for
us. Oh, buddy. Okay.
A fucking giggle piss over here. When it's not funny, I'm going to be so fucking mad at you.
All right,
Shaw falls in pit, dies. What?
These are...
It's not funny at all.
These are...
The not funniness of it made me laugh. Sorry.
Yeah,
senseless beatings in the heartland continue.
What's not funny about that?
I'm Walter Cronkite.
Sorry. Oh. I love your Walter Cronkite voice. Okay, so these are weird stories, and so if you'll allow me, this has the old standby in journalism. It has the headline and then the subheadline.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're going to take in one by one. The headline is, boy awakes from coma, addicted to cheese and swearing. Okay? Now, I say cursing, swearing, whatever.
I didn't know I was in a coma.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what's done it. So there's your headline. So that's kind of eye-grabbing and like, what the fuck? This is the subheadline. He was screaming, fuck, bastard, shit, and eating a whole wheel of cheese.
What kind of fucking hospital is he in? That he's just like,
where'd he get the wheel of cheese?
Like on one side is a breathing apparatus, and the other is 14 ounces of Gouda.
You know, we keep that right behind the painkillers and the benzodiazepines, the wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
We live
16 cc's of Munster.
So the
stack.
not funny part is that this kid,
the not funny part
is that he was recovering from a brain bleed, and so he had to be put into a coma, a medically induced coma. And when he came out,
I don't know if that's not funny.
It is a sense of humor, right? And his mom Tracy told the Daily Mail he's addicted to cheese and he can't stop swearing. She first noticed his penchant for dairy and profanity when his speech started to come back. One day I was at the kitchen when I heard Kai yelling in his bedroom. He was screaming, fuck, bastard, shit. I wondered what on earth was going on. The expletives were coming thick and fast. She headed upstairs.
Is that thick with two C's or is that?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
And he was she went upstairs and found her son chowing down on a wheel of cheese. more of it going missing from the fridge as it's gone on. She goes, he's always liked cheese, but now he was obsessed with it.
He's really into the weird ones like Timber Doodle, Stinking Bishop, Fat Bottom Girl, In Your Face Cheddar.
These are real?
Tinklemore. Oh, yeah, these are real.
It's like that reminds me of the great Monty Python sketch about the cheese shop where he's just naming all these cheeses and like, no, we don't have it. We don't have that.
Drunken hooligan.
So he even added it to his cereal.
Oh, wow. How? Did he blend it? Blended
Captain
cheese?
Captain Crunch. Oops, all Munster.
Oops, all Munster.
Well played, Brent. Well played. Well played.
I just love the image of somebody screaming curse words and then taking a break to screaming the curse words to take a bite out of a whole wheel of cheese.
Two scoops of real blue cheese in every box of raisins of blue cheese brand.
Blue cheese.
He's even eating the rind. I picture that in my mind, like, you know what I mean? Like, really getting after it.
Yeah. So I do think, and again, we're getting into the not funny part, that head injuries, things like that can happen where you say weird shit or perhaps are cursing all the time. Mm-hmm. I curse all the time just because I'm unsophisticated. But the cheese thing.
Inconceivable.
The cheese thing is inconceivable.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's like a part of the brain that we don't understand was triggered for a really strong craving for cheese. I don't know.
Clearly it was. I mean, I don't know. Or if he had it kind of like in his mind that he liked cheese, but now he didn't have the restraint to not eat the entire wheel. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
It's all about moderation, Brent.
But I definitely want to get some of that Captain Crunch Oops All Monster.
Do you like your moderation aged or just sharp moderation?
Sharp moderation. Yeah. Yeah. Right, right. Oh, dude.
Captain Crunch Oops All Monster.
Remember Montgomery Jack? Do you guys remember Montgomery Jack from Chippendale?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Man, remember?
It's like that.
Remember Gadget?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, Gadget was the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brent? Are you thinking of cheese? Or
do you remember Monterey Jack Doritos they used to have back
No,
then?
No, that sounds horrible.
Good. They were good.
But I do remember Ecto Coolers. You remember Ecto Coolers?
Oh, I loved Ecto Coolers.
Yeah. Yep.
That shit worked on me. Sure, I got my parents to too. Buy that a time or two.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I liked Ecto Coolers.
Check it out, gents. Hold on here.
Oh.
There you go. Monterey Jack in the black
jumping.
Bag.
Ooh, Jumpin' Jack.
Yeah. Oh, well, you jumped it, but they were Monterey Jack. And remember those old bags that had the see-through air area on it?
Yeah,
and,
I like those bags. They can't do that now because there's only four chips in the bag.
That's true. That's true. I don't remember the see-through bag. Is that like where it was wearing its really scandalous top?
No, it was wearing the new baseball pants.
Okay, so the new baseball pants. Oh, there you go. That's right. Look at
Big
that.
Big Grab.
Oh, man.
Man, are Big Grabs still around?
I don't know.
Big Gulps are.
You saw me
drinking that iced tea this morning.
This man
was the equivalent to a Big Gulp.
John Thomas is the most hydrated human there is. True. All he does is drink water and unsweetened iced
tea. I have
to
just have a catheter down my leg all day, every day, just to keep the pee going.
He doesn't have
through.
To. He just likes it.
You just, yeah. That's true.
Actually, like the insertion process.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
No one likes the insertion process.
Yep. It's going right now.
Yeah.
Looked under the table there.
That's right.
Captain Crunch, oops, all catheters.
Oh, God. Oh, I think that one will stay on the shelf.
That would be
chewy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the rubber, you know?
Yeah. Do you think your mom, Kevin, ever met Captain Crunch when she used to spend all that time down at Dockside Bars?
But his father was wearing that kind of hat on conception.
That's right.
You think your mom had a threesome with Captain Crunch and Captain OG Readmore?
Who's that?
The guy who in Saturdays in the 80s told you to read books while you're watching.
Oh, his name was OG Readmore?
Captain OG Readmore here.
Brent is my pop culture encyclopedia.
It's incredible.
And Shipwreck is like the cuck in the corner. You're like, oh, yeah.
Shipwreck. What about Latrine from Top Secret? Latrine.
I remember that for sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like, Brent, you're the what Bobby Fischer is to
Bobby Fish.
He's a wrestler. About what Bobby Fischer is to chess, you are to pop culture.
It's certainly of the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Brent loves License to Drive.
Yeah. So I got to ask you a question, Brent. What is Grimace? It's a question that's vexed everyone.
I mean, he is a hairy butt plug, right?
It was purple.
When I
Kevin is the C. Everett Koop of podcasting. I don't even know what that means. I just really like his beard.
I'm a right wing Surgeon General of podcasting. Woohoo! I wear it proudly. His beard, I can picture it though. It's one of those horrible chin beards.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Right. Like he was like he could have been in Smash Mouth if he was just a little bit.
Well, that was too thick for Smash Mouth.
That is true.
And you
that
leave John Goforth
and
out
he,
of this.
When you know, you can look at a man and know if he's too thick or not for you. John Goforth did have that fucking chin beard.
He had a chin beard, a thin chin beard.
I was gonna say like, the thin, like cocaine thin.
Like
that one?
He would spend a lot of time. Just, I'm sure
that would drive me nuts. I hate having to shave the stray hairs that go up on the cheek. Mm-hmm. It would drive me nuts to have to be like follow that line that closely.
Yeah.
Did any of you gentlemen ever have a jive patch?
Or a soul patch? I grow mine out, but not just that.
Not just that. Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't know if anybody ever actually had just the soul patch. I have not.
No, I don't. I'm not good enough at poetry.
It's true. And you don't, do you own berets?
I mean, I celebrate them. I don't own them.
Yeah. Does
anyone really own a beret?
No, the beret the owns beret. Them.
Yeah.
That's right. That's true.
I have a waterfall.
Yes, that is. He's referencing his beautiful.
Not a Kentucky
chest
waterfall.
No.
The waterfall going forth from his shirt down almost practically to your
Kevin
navel.
Kevin has a hard time telling where to stop. shaving, because like one time he got a new girlfriend and he wanted to shave his genitals, and it just looked like there'd been some sort of military accident. Like it just
So one of my friends would have to randomly decide where to stop shaving his neck, because it would just become chest hair. So he just arbitrarily had to pick a spot.
This looks good.
Yeah,
this'll do.
Exactly.
I was in a show, John Thomas saw it, and Brent, no, I think you were gone, where I played both men and women, and so I was in drag for part of it, and we were doing the tech rehearsals for it, and I had a bodysuit on to give me curvaceous whatever, and they go, hold, and it was just me and one other guy on the show, we looked, and they go, Kevin? I'm like, yeah. They're like, your chest hair is poking out of your dress. You need to shave that. I go, got it. Okay, I'll take care of that.
Kevin is making his triumphant return back to stage.
That's right. This summer. Same stage that happened on.
Ooh. Yeah, McLeod.
McLeod Summer Playhouse in Carbondale.
I've done many a show on that illustrious stage.
Brent now, is there still a, I don't know if it was a dorm or a building, is there still a dorm called Wham?
The Wham named building?
After Wham? Wham?
No, it's Wham.
Wham.
It's named after
Rain and Lawson.
Andrew Ridgely and George Michael.
His name is not Andrew Ridgely. His name is Jim Wham.
Jim Wham.
That's why they're called Wham.
That's right.
Wham. Isn't he like a race car driver now?
I don't know.
I thought it was CC Wham, Cadillac Coupe Wham.
No, that's CC DeVille, and he was in Poison.
I want to read one more headline for you guys, and there's nothing to it other than the headline, but the headline, I liked every part of this headline.
Okay.
It made me very happy, so let me get to that really quick. You guys keep talking amongst yourselves until I get there, so.
Well, Brent, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Jelly beans and neither jelly, no beans.
Discuss. you know, Barbara, she spells it B-A-R-B-R-A.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara of the Hill People. Remember?
You know, Brent, while he's looking that up, why don't you and I just go watch Prince of Tides together?
Marlo. Of the Hill. We went. There
okay,
was nothing
I found
wrong. There was nothing wrong with this girl other than her. She had a name, was Marlo. And we would be in the green room. If you're in like theater and they had a green room where you'd sit between rehearsals and things like that. And every time I'd walk in, she'd there. I'd go, Marlo of the Hill People. She loved it.
I'm sure she did.
She left, she left a candle burning, and it burnt down a building. Oh. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Well, I remember hearing of it. I don't remember it occurring.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to read this headline to you, and then I'm just going to leave it be. It speaks for itself, but it's really wonderful. Woman who rode motorbike naked through town center, had sex on High Street, and punched blind man is jailed.
Why?
I'm not sure which of those it was.
Yeah, jaywalking.
Okay, she was naked on a bike. Yep. She had sex.
Apparently in a public place.
Oh, not and, on the bike.
No, not on the bike, and then punched a blind man.
Huh. Did she have sex with the blind man and then punch him?
I don't know if she didn't feel he delivered, and so punched him. I'm unclear on that piece.
Stop staring!
Jesus Christ, Brent. Does it say where this was?
This was in Woking, Surrey, England.
Oh, in England.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Stop staring! Sorry.
It was one Natasha Claus.
He gonna get it. That's for true, ain't it?
Did you say that's for true in it?
That was an excellent Cockney accent. That was really, really. That was very, very good.
If you'll excuse me. Jesus Christ. All right, kids. Your takeaway this week is you need to expand your mind in one of two ways. Either. Hopefully you go to, the show notes or Google JTR Brown, his books, go to Amazon, you read, you do that, or you go to a dockside bar.
God damn it.
And then you'll have a child like Kevin.
You look for Captain O.G. Readmore.
Yeah.
He's the thirsty-looking admiral type.
Oddly enough, they have the first touch tunes at that dockside bar that plays only podcasts, and the most played podcast there is Sad Times.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, your mom is proud of you, so.
Well, somebody has to be.
Yeah. I feel like a dockside bar could certainly, like, the milieu would be Sad Times, I feel.
Yeah.
The milieu of the dockside bar. That That deserves its own show.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Welcome That's to the right. milieu. There's a shipwreck.
And we can just yeah. and we can just say it's a spinoff of L.A. Law.
That's right. And again, I just want to point out, I think the best quote of this episode is still Captain Crunch, oops, all monsters.
Monsters.
That's my favorite one. Thank you, Brent, for that. Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming on. And thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Meeting adjourned.